president's message to Americans. On Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
President Biden says he knows people are hurting from inflation, which he blames on two main causes, pandemic-related issues, including supply chain disruptions, and the war in Ukraine.
Frustrated by high prices, by gridlock in Congress, by the time it takes to get anything done.
He blames that on Republicans, saying they're hoping to win control by slowing his agenda.
They don't want to solve inflation by lowering your costs. They want to solve it by raising your taxes and lowering your income.
He's again singling out a plan from Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, who says his proposals are designed to generate discussion and are not a Republican agenda. The president says he's focused on lowering costs for families while acknowledging the parts of his strategy will take time. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the president is deflecting blame for his policies.
These Democratic price hikes will likely be American families' new normal at the checkout counter, a permanent direct result of their failed policies.
Gas prices hitting a new record today, $4.37 a gallon in the AAA average for regular, but oil prices are sliding again back under $100 a barrel. The war in Ukraine dominating a hearing on worldwide threats, but U.S. Intelligence Chief Avril Haines is also warning lawmakers about China's intentions with Taiwan.
China would prefer coerced unification that avoids armed conflict, and it has been stepping up diplomatic, economic, and military pressure on the island for years to isolate it and weaken confidence in its democratically elected leaders.
But Haines says China wants its military to be capable of taking Taiwan despite U.S. intervention and is working toward that position. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An Alabama inmate and the prison guard who helped him escape were prepared for a shootout. That from sheriff's officials in Indiana, where they were found yesterday at a hotel leading to a high-speed chase.
Members of the U.S. Task Force basically rammed the vehicle and pushed it into a ditch. And we later found out, had they not done that, the fugitive was going to engage in a shootout with law enforcement.
Vandenberg County Sheriff David Wedding says multiple guns were found after the crash, including a gun in Vicky White's hand. She later died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The inmate, Casey White, surrendered and today waived an extradition hearing to head back to Alabama, where he was already serving a lengthy prison term for various crimes and facing a murder charge before the escape. Amazon fires two employees with ties to the grassroots union that led the first successful U.S. organizing effort in the retail giant's history. The company confirms the firings, but says the cases are not related to each other or to any cause or group those employees supported. One of the employees says he was fired over confusion about a COVID-related policy. His name might not ring a bell, but his face probably would.
Character actor Jack Keller, known for his roles in The Big Lebowski and The Man in the High Castle, has died. He was 75 years old. Keller passed away on Saturday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. after suffering complications from leukemia. The actor is remembered for his work on both the silver and the small screen, with credits including the shows Hill Street Blues, Fresno, and St. Elsewhere, along with roles in action flicks The Last Boy Scout and Waterworld.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. In The Big Lebowski, Keller played the dude's landlord. After an early bounce, stocks go back to sinking. The Dow right now down 180 points. The NASDAQ turning up 30. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.